All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're talking about Loki, which is another Disney Plus TV show that spans the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And this one starts off with going back to the Avengers and mainly Endgame. Loki steals the Tesseract, and then he winds up in Mongolia. Essentially, the continuity police show up and explain that this iteration of Loki is a variant, that he doesn't belong in this timeline, and some of the changes that he has made has screwed up other events. So they want to set everything back the way it was. And then for me, it wound up being like Men in Black indoctrination, part of Men in Black,
yeah.
As you're introduced to this bureau, the Adjustment Bureau, if you remember that movie, but there to keep the temporal balance. Then you're introduced to Owen Wilson's character, who actually sticks up for Loki because Loki is judged guilty. Owen Wilson, who works for the temporal police. I think
it's Time VA, Time Variant Authority.
Yeah.
Is that it?
But he works for them and sticks up for Loki and says, like, hey, I can rehabilitate this guy. We need him. And they don't really explain why, but again, you kind of figure at the end of the episode there's going to be a cliffhanger. The cliffhanger is another variant of Loki is wreaking havoc. So they want Loki to hunt down Loki. Keith, how do you feel about Loki episode one?
A way better start than WandaVision, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think it was as strong a start as Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but it didn't have to
call
be.
Call it Captain America and the Winter Soldier. You
know? That's a good point. I like most about this is that you could tell that Tom had a say in how the script and the story played out. There was a full Ragnarok feel to his character, that the same way Chris Hemsworth was able to develop Thor in that third movie and in the progressing movies after the other two Avengers movies, that he progressed Loki in that way. It didn't feel like someone coming in who wrote the dialogue for Loki and just threw in the stuff from previous films and everything. It was like someone who legit, like Tom Hiddleston, had a say in how his dialogue and how the script would play out.
With that character, I'm trying to think when Thor came out. Was that 2010?
2010, because it was right at the Iron Man 2.
Very experienced playing the character. And then, obviously, mm-hmm. with his change in Infinity War and Endgame, that he redeemed himself. So you see both sides of Loki. So you see the side from Loki from either Thor and or the first Avengers to Infinity War. You get that range.
I think I'm the only person in the Beast Game to actually like Thor the Dark World. But
no, you need to stop that.
No.
You need to stop.
No.
You
need, no. Thor the Dark World was a decent film. That was the moment that Loki made his shift. The
interesting thing is that hold on. Is that when he found out that he was adopted?
Mm-mm. Thor the Dark World is when his mother died and he was responsible for killing her.
But when he found out he was adopted, was it the first door or the
first one?
Yeah, that was the whole crux of the movie, that he was pissed off about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the second movie was like, he wasn't trying to kill Thor and his family. If they die, they die. That's just how it plays out. But I'm out to do my thing.
Well, technically, Loki killed his mother and his father.
Pretty much. Killed his mother, and he did not intend to. The intention was to send the Dark Elves to Thor. That was a moment he'd gone too far and severely fucked up.
But Dark Elves.
Yeah. So I like that it played to that. I like Owen Wilson's character. They weren't heavy-handed with the script and trying to show the TVA as being this all-powerful entity. You were allowed to pick up on your own that this was like, okay, this is a big deal.
I mean, I would just say that there's some things in this episode that would be standard Marvel. So you have somebody that's another temporal police that stands up to Loki, stand up to him without diminishing their character. Then you have Owen Wilson, who more or less plays the straight guy, that he's trying to work with Loki. Loki's still, I want to be sinister, I want to be evil. But then again, this variant of Loki has not killed his mother yet, but mm-hmm. he finds out that in another life, Loki has killed his mother.
in the timeline that was ordained, he is responsible for killing his mother. And the big thing is that Loki was all about freedom is a lie, that like, certain people would enjoy an existence that was bereft of that open-ended freedom that he's looking. But he himself thinks that his choices are what makes him. He doesn't believe in preordained. He doesn't believe in destiny and all this stuff. He's like, I'm going to make this because I'm going to do it. And the idea that there are no multiverse, there's only one universe. And I think that was the other thing that really, in two sentences, they fix all of the Infinity War plot holes that went through, because everybody was talking about how the timeline was all screwed up. Well, more than likely, they came through and fixed all the timeline. And there is no multiverse. There's only one universe. Apparently, a multiverse is a bad thing. What we know of what's going to happen with Phase 4, the Loki series, plays a clear role.
Probably leading into Doctor Strange.
Correct. Exactly.
And I guess Spider-Man at that point.
So there's only one universe. That's this one. Owen Wilson's character, Mobius, is trying to understand what Loki wants and how he's able to do what he's doing. And apparently this variant of Loki's something of a badass, which makes sense because he is pretty much one of the Marvel big bads out there. Very light on the action. There were a couple little fight scenes, but they were mostly played for comedic effect. And quite honestly, I like that. Tom Hiddleston is a good enough actor. The characters are strong enough that you don't need those quirks, those tropes. You don't need the action. You don't need the over-the-top special effects, any of that stuff. Like, you could just have two guys in a room talking. The material and the actors would be able to handle it. So this is a really good first episode for me. Doesn't have the WandaVision issue where you can scratch your head. Because of WandaVision, I was looking at every little thing that popped up on the screen.
Yeah, I would say that there's not a lot of wow factor. So it's not Captain America Winter Soldier. So coming off of that, specifically the last couple of episodes of Captain America Winter Soldier or Falcon Winter Soldier, does do a lot of exposition. I mean, this is an exposition-heavy episode. And I assume that it should take off from here, that maybe the next couple of episodes won't be as exposition-heavy. But the first 5 minutes of this episode is Avengers 2012, Avengers Endgame, where they're trying to fix everything.
Yeah, Infinity War, and then they go with that,
And the rest of it, again, is like if someone went to hell, and hell is a very bureaucratic, you go in a line, take your ticket, I mean, there's a whole joke about get your ticket, and go up to the window, like you go into DMV, MVA, whatever.
Right.
The rest of it is Loki finding out about this world. Then you have his little bit of mischiefs, but then his moment where he has to realize that you can't keep playing these games forever. There's consequences to all this, and the consequence was his mother.
Right.
And from there, he settles down, and then that kind of leads into what will then be the next episode.
Somebody's been paying attention to the Loki character. They didn't just take those four movies and threw them in there and just kind of, this is what Tom Hiddleston does, this is what Loki does. He makes jokes and these grandiose schemes and proclamation. There was a lot of nuances in it. Like I said, I was pleased with it, definitely pleased with it.
Felt it was a good beginner episode to explain everything that it had to for the series. I think the one thing, and I talked to James about it earlier today, is that a lot of these series, people are expecting the same tempo that the movies did. It's more of a slow burn. It kind of sets up for future episodes. I mean, the good news is that the first episode did a great job of explaining what the TVA is in relationship to it. I hope that it continues at its current pace, and I know it's part of the bigger universe that's going to set up the next three or four movies that are going to come out by Marvel. Did pretty good. There's a lot of Easter eggs in it, very similar to WandaVision, but not a bad first episode, although I was expecting a little bit more action, but I understand that you're not going to get that. Not in the first episode of something as big as this.
White Man said, I thought the episode was a little slow, but like he said, it served its purpose and got me hooked, especially with the cliffhanger. Basically said that the variant they're hunting is Loki. I was like, oh, so God of Mischief, hunting the God of Mischief, I'm on board for the next five episodes for sure. So another solid out of my Marvel. They rarely disappoint, so I'm definitely looking forward to see where this goes. And clearly, it's going to set up everything going forward as far as the next movies is coming out and everything with the multiverse is not a multiverse, so to speak.
Yeah, it just seems like they're playing around a lot with the different concepts. So I'm not sure if they're just throwing ideas out there to fool people. The last Spider-Man movie where they were talking about, oh, well, I'm from this world. And then it turns out it wasn't that.
Yeah, it wasn't that at all. Yeah. And there are no multiverses. It's just one universe. Okay, so whatever pops off with Doctor Strange in this show is going to be insane.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. And is this 6 episodes or 8 episodes?
I believe it's 6. I haven't heard of it being more.
I liked it enough that I watched it episode again right afterwards. So I'm going to go ahead and give this 8. It might be a little high. I couldn't find an actual fault in it. The best way I can say it. Not exactly what I was expecting, but didn't see any faults with it. Thought the casting was on point. I thought Owen Wilson's character, even though he kind of plays the same character a lot of times the same way, that's part of his charm, I guess. I ended up getting lost in his role, so it was enough that I was like, Owen Wilson was a good pick for that role. Laughed at the guy Casey and the whole interaction with him. Every beat they wanted to hit, comedic, dramatic, and kind of awe-inspiring for the most part, they hit. Like, when Casey opens up his to give him the Tesseract and Loki stops and says, "Are those Infinity Stones?" The audience is hit the same way Loki was hit in seeing that all this stuff you're doing, this is a whole different ballgame right now. What was going on with Thanos and the Infinity Stones, that was nothing.
Yeah, they just kind of make sure that they mention that and then it's all trivial.
Yeah, we're using those paperweights. He starts looking at him. He's like, "These are Infinity Stones. Like, what the?" Don't do anything. It's just nothing. It mean nothing. And he fights that one hunter. I forgot her name. She was in Lovecraft Country. But he gets in a fight with her, and it's just him being petty. What he does to her is so petty. Yeah, she tries to run towards him. And she keeps rewinding time on her and stuff. It's just petty and spiteful. And then he's like, "This is ridiculous. This is all ridiculous. This means nothing." Yeah, this is like, what's going on here? Let's figure out what's happening and where we fit in it. I didn't have any faults with it. It wasn't as pulse-pounding and exciting as the Falcon and Winter Soldier opening. Way better than WandaVision's first two episodes.
Yeah, I think Disney might have learned a lesson.
Definitely lesson for that. So I'm hoping for more. I can't wait for Wednesday to see the next episode, to see what's going from here. And I got full trust in Marvel. If Phase 4 is like what they're doing with the TV shows, I don't see any worries for the future.
All right. And Matt, what score would you give this episode of Loki?
I give this episode an 8. Very solid. Sets up everything else for the next 5 episodes. I'm hoping that being that the episodes are a little bit longer, it'll give his character even more depth, as well as the storyline, the Easter egg, and the intertwining between some of the characters who we think don't have a huge role, but will actually, one of them actually have an impact with Kang the Conqueror. So that's going to be pretty interesting to watch too. 8, pretty solid. I'm hoping for a little bit more action. And I think Keith hit the nail on the head as far as Loki being very petty. So, I mean, I thought that was kind of cool to see how he is outside of deceiving everyone and just being downright evil. So, good very first episode.
All right, and Big Mike, what score would you give it?
I'm at 7.5. The episode was good. I guess, expecting just a little bit more, but I'm sure the next 5 episodes, everything will probably pick up because Marvel keeps swearing it's the best series they got on Disney Plus, hands down. Better than WandaVision and Captain America Winter Soldier. So be interested to see how these next 5 episodes play out.
Yeah, and it's good to see the character growing because Thor Ragnarok and also Infinity War Endgame, that Thor grew. He was talking about his brother's dead, his mother's dead, his father's dead. And
right.
It's just him. And he had also lost his eye. So
yeah.
So he was really just different from the very out there, brash, overconfident, cocky Thor from the first 2 movies. Again, with this one, you see Loki growing a little bit. So I'd like to see where it goes from there. And then whatever this dynamic is, because I would probably assume, just even from a script writing standpoint, that something is off with the time police, temporal police, that maybe they're not being as honest with Loki as they should be, and that causes some issues. The other Loki variant brings up something about why he's doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume either one of those 2 directions will happen. And again, that's just more script writing than anything else. But I thought it was okay in episode. I probably just start off with an 8. There wasn't a lot of stuff wrong with it, but being coming from a lot of these other particularly Captain America and Winter Soldier, and my man John Walker, that there was a lot of action from that to just go to a lot of exposition heavy dialogue in a structured format, not like WandaVision. That works. And again, it kind of reminded me of the Adjustment Bureau a little bit. And right, we'll see where all that goes to. So it looked good. And it did have the standard Marvel stamp of quality to it. So that's it. Peace Game Podcast.